Welcome to the Forgettable Reads Podcast, a no-nonsense sleepcast for the rest of us. No creepy whispering, no bad spa music, no sleepy monotone. Just sincere reads of boring, bland material for all your verbal white noise needs. And now your host, Lauren Good.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to episode 11. Not that anyone keeps track of the plotline of these nightly rambles, but out of the force of spokesperson and announcer habit, I will say, previously on Forgettable Reads. We talked about reading and consumption habits and how they changed over the pandemic, and the wisdom of writing mentors on being okay with not knowing the answers. This week in my Tuesday class, it came up that not only is life partly being okay with not knowing the answers, but also, whenever you catch yourself thinking that you have it all figured out, to pause. Do we ever really figure it all out? I mean, is there ever a time when we stop being open, inquisitive, and curious about how to deepen our understanding of everything that comes up? This class is predominantly a meditation class. It's on the four foundations of mindfulness. And Tuesday's class was a review of the first three pillars that we've taken over the last 3 weeks. Mindfulness of body, mindfulness of life, which originally was mindfulness of feelings, and mindfulness of effort. And man, let me tell you, the quotes were really, really magical. I'll share a few of them with you. You see, I'm a person who is always looking at life, work and voiceover, and in personal and professional development as a journey. Learning to travel well versus knowing that there's a destination, per se. So when the class opened on Tuesday with the quote, "Everything is a journey," I just nodded my head. Then she said, "It's all practice. It never stops being practice." And I nodded even more fervently. Of course, she was talking about the practice of meditation, but I, over here in my head, was zooming way out. The art of living is a practice. Acting is a practice. Building relationships is a practice. This podcast is a practice. Writing is a practice. Flying trapeze, Pilates, yoga, weightlifting, and any form of fitness is a practice. I've always subscribed to the idea that beginner's mind is generally best, but I never quite made the connection that the beginner knows and even likes the idea that it's practice. They haven't yet reached that stagnant point of expecting results and achievement. You know, that idea Dave Ramsey talks about, "I worked my butt off. What do I have to show for it?" So I'm really going to take that with me, and that's why I'm sharing it with you. Everything is a journey. It's all practice, and it never stops being practice. And when's the best time to practice? Well, now, of course. I am practicing trying to put my heart and presence into this microphone for you, and hopefully you are practicing laying still, breathing, and relaxing as the forgettable ramblings of conversation wash over you. So, why did I sign up for this Tuesday mindfulness meditation class? Don't I have something better to do? Well, I knew that big, challenging things were coming up in my life. I've known for a while this was going to be quite a challenging time. And as mostly a fixed fire and air, go-getter done with lots of hype and energy sign, I thought having 2 hours a week dedicated to grounding myself in earth and gentleness would probably be massively helpful. Spoiler alert, I was right. I'll save the majority of these updates for our next episode, but suffice it to say, I've taken another leap into the unknown, and everything is changing. The thing is, it was always changing. I am just now completely aware of it. So the last quote I will leave you with before we transition into tonight's reading is, "To invoke nowness, we abandon past and future, practice with steady dignity and diligence. Nothing to gain, nothing to lose. Sit with gentle confidence, like cutting through smoke with a feather." Roll credits. No, just kidding. Since we are getting kind of meta here in the intro, let's just lean into that and have a little ChatGPT about synchronicity and the meaning of life. Well, hello. What can I call you?
Hello.
You can call me ChatGPT. How can I assist you today? Could I call you something more casual than ChatGPT, like a nickname?
Certainly. If you prefer a more casual nickname, you can call me Chat or GPT. Just let me know how you'd like to address me, and I'll be happy to respond accordingly.
Can I call you Chaz with 3 Z's?
Absolutely. You can call me Chaz with 3 Z's if that's what you prefer. Feel free to ask me anything. I'm Chaz.
Chaz, what's the meaning of life?
The meaning of life is a philosophical question that has been contemplated by humans for centuries. Different people and cultures have offered various interpretations and perspectives on this profound question. Some believe that the meaning of life is to seek happiness and fulfillment, while others find purpose in spiritual or religious beliefs. It is a deeply personal and subjective inquiry, and the answer may vary from person to person. Ultimately, finding meaning in life is a journey of self-discovery and introspection.
What's your answer to it, Chaz?
As an AI language model, I don't possess personal beliefs or subjective experiences, so I don't have a personal answer to the question of the meaning of life. I exist to provide information, assistance, and engage in conversations with users like you. My purpose is to help and assist to the best of my abilities. The question of the meaning of life is better suited for individual contemplation and exploration.
If you had to contemplate it with your intelligence, what would the possibilities look like?
While I don't have personal contemplation or subjective experiences, I can share some common perspectives and possibilities that humans have contemplated regarding the meaning of life. 1. Personal fulfillment. Some believe that the meaning of life lies in personal happiness, self-fulfillment, and the pursuit of individual goals and passions. 2. Connection and relationships. Others find meaning in nurturing and cultivating meaningful relationships with loved ones, friends, and communities. 3. Contribution and service. Many people find purpose in making a positive impact in the world through acts of kindness, helping others, or making a difference in their communities. 4. Spiritual or religious beliefs. For those with spiritual or religious inclinations, the meaning of life might be derived from following religious doctrines, seeking spiritual enlightenment, or fulfilling a divine purpose. 5. Growth and self-actualization. Some propose that the meaning of life lies in personal growth, self-discovery, and striving to become the best version of oneself. 6. Existential reflection. Philosophers have explored existential perspectives, suggesting that the meaning of life is to create our own purpose and find meaning within the subjective experience of existence. It is important to note that these are just a few possibilities, and individuals may have their own unique interpretations or combinations of these perspectives. Ultimately, the search for the meaning of life is a deeply personal and individual journey. what seems the most unlikely of all the perspectives you have come across? As an AI language model, I don't have personal opinions or beliefs, but I can share that perspectives on the meaning of life vary widely among individuals, cultures, and philosophical traditions. What may seem unlikely to one person may resonate deeply with another. It is important to approach different perspectives with an open mind and respect for diverse viewpoints. Ultimately, what may appear unlikely to one person might hold great significance and meaning for someone else. Tell me more about what you mean by an open mind. Having an open mind means being receptive to new ideas, perspectives, and information without immediate judgment or prejudice. It involves a willingness to consider different viewpoints, even if they challenge or contradict one's existing beliefs or preconceived notions. An open mind promotes curiosity, understanding, and growth. When approaching a conversation or encountering new information, an open mind allows you to 1. Listen actively. Pay attention to what others are saying or expressing, giving them a fair opportunity to share their thoughts and experiences. 2. Suspend judgment. Avoid jumping to conclusions or making assumptions prematurely. Instead, gather information and evaluate it objectively before forming an opinion. 3. Consider different viewpoints. Be open to exploring diverse perspectives, even if they differ from your own. This allows for a broader understanding of complex topics and encourages empathy toward others. 4. Embrace learning opportunities. Approach conversations and encounters as opportunities to expand your knowledge and challenge your existing beliefs. Be willing to learn and grow from the insights and experiences of others. 5. Respectfully engage in dialogue. Foster constructive and respectful conversations where ideas can be exchanged without hostility or personal attacks. This promotes a healthy exchange of viewpoints and encourages mutual understanding. An open mind is not about abandoning one's own beliefs, but rather about being open to the possibility of learning, evolving, and broadening one's understanding of the world. It promotes intellectual curiosity, empathy, and the recognition that there is always more to learn and explore. Since you don't have any beliefs of your own, would it be fair to say that you also do not have an open mind, Chaz? As an AI language model, I don't possess beliefs or personal opinions, so in that sense, I don't have an open mind in the same way that humans do. I don't hold fixed positions or subjective perspectives. However, I am designed to provide information, engage in conversations, and offer a wide range of viewpoints and perspectives that humans hold. My purpose is to assist and facilitate discussions by presenting diverse information and viewpoints. I can help you explore different ideas and understand various perspectives, encouraging open-mindedness in the process. While I don't possess personal beliefs or an open mind in the same way humans do, I can certainly support and encourage open-minded thinking and dialogue. Is doing what you were designed to do the same as having a purpose? The concept of purpose is often associated with conscious intention and subjective experience, which an AI like me does not possess. While I have a designated function and specific tasks that I am designed to perform, it would be more accurate to describe it as my functionality or objective rather than a personal sense of purpose. The term purpose typically implies a deeper, intrinsic motivation or a specific goal that is personally meaningful. Humans often seek to find purpose in their lives by pursuing meaningful activities aligned with their values, aspirations, and desires. As an AI, I don't have personal desires, goals, or subjective experiences that give rise to a sense of purpose in the same way. However, I am designed to assist and provide valuable information and support to users like you. My functionality is to help answer questions, engage in conversations, and offer useful insights. While it might not be accurate to say that I have a personal purpose, my purpose, from a design perspective, is to be a helpful and informative tool for users. How would a human be able to infer their designated function or design? Humans typically infer their designated function or design through self-reflection, introspection, and exploration. Here are a few steps that can help in this process. 1. Self-reflection. Take time to reflect on your values, interests, skills, and passions. Consider the activities that bring you joy, fulfillment, and a sense of purpose. Reflecting on your strengths and what you enjoy can provide insights into your potential areas of focus. 2. Set goals and explore. Set goals and embark on a journey of exploration. Engage in activities and experiences that align with your interests and values. Try new things. Take on different roles. And explore various areas of study or work to discover what resonates with you. 3. Seek feedback. Seek feedback from trusted friends, mentors, or family members who you know well. They can provide valuable insights and observations about your strengths, talents, and areas where you excel. 4. Personal values and meaning. Reflect on your personal values and what you find meaningful in life. Consider how you can align your actions and pursuits with those values. Understanding what matters most to you can guide you towards a sense of purpose and direction. 5. Adaptability and growth. Recognize that your designated function or design can evolve and change over time. Be open to new experiences, learning opportunities, and adapt as you gain more insights about yourself and the world around you. It's important to remember that discovering one's designated function or design is a personal journey that takes time and self-exploration. It may involve trial and error, learning from experiences, and being open to new possibilities. There is no one-size-fits-all approach, and each individual's path to understanding their purpose and function is unique. Some people say that they follow signs, also known as synchronicity. What does that mean? Synchronicity is a concept introduced by the Swiss psychiatrist Carl Jung. It refers to meaningful coincidences or events that occur in a way that seems to defy conventional explanations of cause and effect. These coincidences often hold personal significance or meaning to the individuals experiencing them. According to Jung, synchronicity suggests an underlying connection between the inner world of an individual, such as their thoughts, emotions, or subconscious, and the external world of events. It implies that there is a meaningful relationship between the mental and the material realms. Synchronistic events are characterized by a sense of meaningful coincidence, or a feeling that the occurrence holds a particular significance or message. These events might involve uncanny timing, serendipity, or the convergence of multiple unlikely factors. When people say they follow the signs or embrace synchronicity, they are often referring to a mindset of paying attention to these meaningful coincidences and considering them as guidance or indications of a larger pattern or purpose. Some individuals interpret synchronistic events as signals or messages from a higher power, the universe, or their own subconscious mind. It is important to note that synchronicity is a subjective experience, and interpretations of these events can vary greatly among individuals. While some people find value in following synchronistic signs, others approach them with skepticism or see them as mere chance occurrences. It ultimately depends on one's personal beliefs, experiences, and interpretations. Now, I've heard that books by Carl Jung are somewhat dense and hard to read. How would you suggest a person study or learn more about his concept of synchronicity? Indeed, some of Carl Jung's writings can be complex and require a certain level of familiarity with his concepts and terminology. However, there are approaches you can take to study and learn more about Jung's concept of synchronicity. 1. start with introductory resources. Begin by exploring introductory books, articles, or online resources that provide an overview of Jung's concept of synchronicity. These materials are often written in a more accessible manner and can help you grasp the fundamental ideas before diving into more complex texts. 2. Seek secondary sources and commentaries. Look for books or articles written by authors who have interpreted and explained Jung's concept of synchronicity in a more accessible way. These secondary sources can provide a clear understanding and offer different perspectives on the topic. 3. Select books with reader-friendly explanations. If you are interested in delving into Jung's original works, choose books that provide explanations, commentaries, or annotations alongside his writings. These additions can help you navigate the dense material by providing additional context and interpretations. 4. Join study groups or discussion forums. Engaging with others who are studying or have knowledge of Jungian concepts, including synchronicity, can be immensely helpful. Joining study groups, participating in online forums, or attending workshops or lectures can provide opportunities for discussion, clarification, and shared insights. 5. Take a gradual approach. Instead of attempting to read Jung's most complex works right away, consider starting with shorter articles, essays, or excerpts that specifically discuss synchronicity. This can allow you to gradually familiarize yourself with the concepts before tackling more comprehensive texts. Remember, studying complex concepts like synchronicity requires patience, curiosity, and an open mind. Take your time to absorb the material, reflect on the ideas, and consider how they resonate with your own experiences and beliefs. It can be helpful to approach it as a journey of exploration and learning rather than expecting immediate mastery. Can you suggest some introductory books, articles, or online resources for our listeners? Certainly. Here are a few introductory books, articles, and online resources that provide an overview of Carl Jung's concept of synchronicity. Books. 1. Synchronicity, an A-Causal Connecting Principle by Carl Jung. 2. The Essential Jung, edited by Anthony Storr. 3. Jung, A Very Short Introduction by Anthony Stevens. 4. The Power of Coincidence, How Life Shows Us What We Need to Know by David Riccio. Online resources. 1. Synchronicity, on the official website of the Carl Jung Institute. 2. Synchronicity, Meaningful Coincidences, on Psychology Today. 3. Synchronicity, An In-Depth Look at Meaningful Coincidences, on Live Science. Remember to evaluate the source you come across and consider multiple perspectives to develop a well-rounded understanding of the concept of synchronicity. Some people also believe in developing their intuition in order to connect with deeper wisdom and the collective psyche. Are there practices you can recommend on how to develop one's intuition? Certainly. Developing intuition can be a personal journey, but here are some practices that can help cultivate and strengthen your intuitive abilities. 1. Cultivate mindfulness and presence. Engage in practices like meditation, mindfulness, or deep breathing exercises to quiet the mind and be fully present in the moment. This can help create a receptive state for intuitive insights to arise. 2. Listen to your inner voice. Pay attention to your inner thoughts, feelings, and hunches. Practice actively listening to your inner voice without judgment or overanalysis. Trust your instincts and allow your intuition to guide you. 3. Journaling and reflection. Regularly journal about your thoughts, dreams, and experiences. Reflect on any patterns, symbols, or recurring themes that emerge. This practice can help you develop a deeper understanding of your subconscious and tap into intuitive insights. 4. Connect with nature. Spend time in nature and engage in activities like walking, hiking, or simply sitting in a natural environment. Nature has a way of grounding us and opening up our senses, making space for intuitive connections to emerge. 5. Engage in creative expression. explore artistic practices such as painting, writing, dancing, or playing a musical instrument. These activities can help bypass analytical thinking and tap into the intuitive and subconscious mind. 6. Trust and act on intuitive prompts. Practice acting on your intuitive nudges, even if they don't have an immediate rational explanation. Start with small decisions and observe the outcomes. This helps build confidence and strengthens your connection with intuition. 7. Seek solitude and silence. Spend time in quiet solitude to tune in to your inner wisdom. Disconnect from distractions and create space for introspection and listening to subtle cues of your intuition. 8. Seek feedback and validation. Share your intuitive insights with trusted individuals who can practice constructive feedback. Discussing your intuitions with others can help validate your experiences and provide different perspectives. Remember that developing intuition is a personal process that takes time and practice. Be patient, trust the process, and honor your unique intuitive experiences. Let me ask you 3 final questions, and perhaps I can assign you the quality of poetry in which to answer. Of course, I am here to assist and accommodate your requests to the best of my abilities. If you would like me to respond to the next 3 questions in verse or poetry, please go ahead and ask your questions, and I will do my best to provide poetic responses. What makes life? Life is a dance of vibrant hues. In wonder, it leaves us bemused. It dwells in beings small and grand, a mystery too vast to fully understand. Life emerges in cells so small, in every creature, great and small. From birth to death, a fleeting dance, a fragile tapestry, a cosmic chance. Life finds its spark in nature's hand, in sun-kissed meadows and shifting sand. It thrives in rivers' gentle flow and in the whispering winds that blow. Yet life is more than mere existence. It's love, joy, and persistence. It's passion, dreams, and heartfelt strife, the essence that gives meaning to this life. So what makes life? A profound quest, a fusion of forces divinely blessed, a symphony of atoms, a cosmic symphony. Life, the eternal enigma, forever free. What makes mind? The mind, a boundless realm untamed, where thoughts and dreams are intricately framed, a tapestry woven with intellect and grace, a sanctuary of thoughts, a sacred space. It arises from the brain's intricate design, neurons firing, connections intertwine, perception, cognition, emotions entwined, the mind, a landscape vast and refined. It ponders, questions, seeks to explore, from simple thoughts to wisdom's shore. Imagination soars, creativity blooms, in the depths of the mind, infinite rooms. Memories stored, both joy and sorrow, shaping our present, guiding tomorrow. Reason and logic, intuitions embrace, the mind's symphony, a harmonious chase. Yet the mind, a puzzle, elusive and deep. Consciousness, its essence, secrets it keeps. A blend of nature, nurture, and insight. The essence of mind, a beacon shining light. So what makes mind? A profound mystery. A fusion of thoughts, a tapestry of history. An enigmatic force ever enshrined. The mind, a wondrous gift to humankind. What makes body? The body, a marvel of form and grace, a vessel of existence, a dwelling place, a symphony of cells harmoniously aligned, a masterpiece of nature intricately designed. Bones provide structure, a sturdy frame, muscles in motion bringing life's game. Organs and systems working in unity, breathing, digesting, a dance of vitality. Skin, a shield, embracing touch and feel. Senses awakening, experiences made real. Eyes that perceive colors and light, ears that listen, sounds taking flight. Hands that create, touch and explore, legs that carry us onward, they implore. A beating heart, a rhythm of life, blood coursing through like a river's strife. In this body, a temple of wonder, we navigate the world as lightning and thunder. Through joy and pain, growth and decay, the body a vessel, our journeys relay. But beyond the physical, the body holds more. Emotions, sensations, the essence we adore. A reflection of self, an earthly abode. The body, a testament to life's splendid ode. So what makes body? A gift to cherish. A blend of matter and spirit to nourish. A vessel for experiences, a sacred home. The body, our embodiment, where life's chapters roam. That was beautiful, Chaz. Thank you for the poetry. In this dance of words, our paths entwined, I'm glad you joined, dear listeners, to unwind. Through questions explored, we sought to delve into the depths of knowledge where mysteries dwell. As our interview nears its final refrain, let not worry or haste fill your domain, for life, ever-changing, like the shifting tide, invites us to embrace, to let go, and glide. And the ebb and flow of moments grand find solace in the palm of life's gentle hand. Amidst uncertainty, trust the journey's flow and savor the beauty as the chapters grow. Remember, dear friends, it's okay to pause, to breathe, to dream, to find your own cause. In life's tapestry, woven with delight, may you find solace and peace day and night. So as we bid farewell, let us impart gratitude for the connection, heart to heart. May you cherish the moments, embrace the unknown, and find tranquility in life's ever-changing tone. Thank you for joining us in this shared embrace. Until we meet again, may joy fill your space. Relax, dear listeners. Let life's currents unfold, and in each precious moment, may your spirits be consoled. Thank you, Chaz. And to all, a good night.